Tibetan-born British artist Gongkhar Gyatso just finished a residency at the Carlos Museum at Emory University, and his work is currently on view there. In the exhibit Family Album, he documents his family, who reside in Tibet's capital of Lhasa, but the photographs look like images you'd find in a fashion magazine. Family members pose in a mix of their traditional ensembles and their everyday work and play clothes, from Dior purses to soccer cleats. Joining me now in studio is Andrea McKenzie. She's the Carlos Museum's associate curator of works on paper and is going to take us through Family Album and Gongkhar's work. Andy, welcome to City Lights.
Thank you.
Emory University has a longstanding relationship with the Dalai Lama and Tibet, but this exhibit doesn't highlight what Emory and the Carlos usually highlight. Instead of traditional religious and cultural aspects of Tibet, it looks at modern life. How did this exhibit come about?
Well, it's a really interesting question. I was approached by our director, Bonnie Speed, and our director of education, Elizabeth Horner, with the idea to juxtapose Doorway to an Enlightened World, which is our Tibetan shrine show that's up alongside Family Album, and to look at Gongkhar Gyatso's work and see if we could work with him, commission some work from him, and have that work be on display alongside Doorway to an Enlightened World. And so that's how it came about. We asked him originally to respond to the shrine show, and a number of his previous works, which we were much more familiar with, his sticker works. I think if you just Google Gongkhar Gyatso, that's the work that you would see. These really beautiful Buddhas that are constructed out of stickers that Gongkhar collected from around the world. And that's kind of what we thought he might do, something like that. But instead, he really wanted to return to photography, which was a medium that he had explored in the early 2000s, and address again this idea of identity and a modern Tibetan identity. And we encouraged him to do that. And I think his work is really, really interesting. He looks at his family, and he uses large-scale photography and also these really interesting cutouts, life-size cutouts. And they were a little unexpected to us. And, you know, of course, this is contemporary art as well, and we aren't really used to working with a contemporary live artist. And so we're kind of just rolling with everything here. And so once you get these things in the gallery, it's really amazing. I mean, you were confronted with his family members. So it's not only
their life size, like cardboard, what you might see in a movie theater.
Exactly, what you might see in a movie theater, or you know, in an airport, or something like that. But you're confronted with them in a way that you have to engage with them in their physical space.
And the exhibit features these photos of Gongkhar's family in different types of outfits,
yes,
in professional roles, in everyday clothes and traditional. It really is almost like a fashion exhibit. Could you describe some of the photographs and the contemporary and traditional juxtapositions he presents?
Sure. He, in many of these photographs, and several people have commented on the beautiful chubas, which is this traditional Tibetan dress that several of his family members are wearing. And it's something that many of these articles of clothing would have been handed down through generations. And so one of the things that Gongkhar wanted to look at in terms of the younger members of his family is how they're really bringing back, maybe is not the best word, but how they're using these traditional garments and how they pose with them and the difference the difference between the way they would pose with, you know, their going out clothes on a Friday night, and then with these beautiful, beautiful garments that have been handed down over generations. It's really interesting to see the shift. You can see it in their pose, their posture, their facial expressions, this shift in their own identity from, you know, when they put a different outfit on. And he really wanted, that fashion photography feel to it. And I think his family members really responded to that.
So with Gangkhar's photos, he reveals that Tibet in contemporary life, modern day clothing, modern day values, really aren't at odds with cultural preservations and what you were describing as the updating or sort of reinvention of the traditional costumes, or at least the wearing of those. There is an acceptance of the past and present that he seems to reveal in his work. Is that really the case in Tibetan life?
That's a good question. I think so, yes. Certainly there are, you know, pushing and pulling. But I think that there is acceptance, maybe. Yes, acceptance. But I think that there's just a location for each person in a specific part of their life. And so it's just a navigating on a daily basis. And it's kind of what we have to do, what everyone has to do in a certain way. And it's, you know, I think the members of his family are doing it, you know, very gracefully.
Talking with Andy McKenzie, she's the curator of the Carlos Museum's exhibit about Gangkhar Gyatso's works. We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to City Lights on WABE Atlanta. Listening to some traditional Tibetan music, Snow Lion of Peace. Lois Reitz is here with you and Andy McKenzie, who is the curator of the current exhibit at the Carlos Museum of Emory University, Family Album, new work by Gangkhar Gyatso in collaboration with the photographer Jia Dui. So there, you mentioned the Buddhas that Gangkhar is associated with earlier in his career. How did he go from Buddhist iconography to family album? It seems like quite a leap.
Well, it's something that he kind of came to throughout his career. The Buddha images are, you know, mid-2000s, really. And he was born in 1961, and he went to school in the early 80s in Beijing. And at this point in time, he doesn't necessarily understand himself to be a Tibetan. He doesn't understand himself as a Tibetan, though he was born in Lhasa. He's in school in the 80s when the Cultural Revolution has ended, and Beijing is just, there's an influx of art, art from the West, movies, films, books, and he kind of immerses himself in that. The work that he creates, he's learning traditional Chinese brush painting at this point at the Beijing's University of the Minorities in 1980. And as a Tibetan, he was known as a minority and so attended this school. But his work that he comes out of school, and his work in the early 90s, I think, is some of his most interesting. And that's when he returns to Lhasa and starts to explore Buddhist iconography, not so much as a Buddhist himself, but the aesthetic of Buddhist iconography. And his work is not necessarily accepted in Lhasa, and he becomes more interested in the Buddhist aesthetic, and then he moves to Dharamsala, the home of the Tibetans in exile. And so he learns traditional Tonka painting there, and he learns how to use iconometry, which is the correct way to depict the Buddha, and he starts doing this in his own work, and yet he's bringing these grid lines that should be underneath a Tonka surface to the front. And he's constantly pushing towards a contemporary form of art that is distinctly Tibetan. And that's what he has done throughout his career. And then, you know, he moves into these sticker images of the Buddha, which are really just beautiful images. And then, you know, he also explores photography in this My Identity series from 2003, where he poses himself in many of the roles that he has seen himself in throughout his life. So, for example, a traditional Tonka painter, he poses himself in that way. And so Family Album kind of returns to this idea of trying to find a distinctly Tibetan form of modern art. And I think it's really interesting in the juxtaposition between this and Doorway to the Enlightened World. And something that Lee Miller, a scholar who works on Gongkhar's work, I think said it the best, in that the juxtaposition really manages or kind of confronts our expectations of what traditional Tibetan art is and what also modern Tibetan art is. And I think that for a Western audience, it's really kind of a forceful juxtaposition, but it makes us really think.
And so you think that's how he achieves the idea that Tibet isn't solely an isolated culture,
right,
anchored in ancient history,
right,
but part of a globalizing world.
Exactly.
And Gongkhar just completed a residency,
yes,
at the Carlos Museum. I was hoping we could look at the result of some of those projects. He worked with teenagers,
mm-hmm,
I understand, as he installed Family Album. What did he end up trying to instill in that?
Well, it's interesting. The idea was that he would work with them while the work was being installed, but contemporary art, it kind of throws you for a loop sometimes. The work wasn't actually there while he was working with this group. But what the program was a 4-week study of identity. And these students worked with ECDS, which is Emory's digital scholarship program, to create videos that explored their own understanding of their identity. And so what Gongkhar did was really engage with them in a discussion of his search for his own identity and kind of helped them figure out how to explore that in their own works of art.
Well, the Carlos Museum has this shrine on view that you mentioned a little earlier. And when that opened, we heard from the collector who put the shrine together. She's an American fascinated with the traditional religious aspects of Tibetan culture. Yet Gongkhar, as a Tibetan, from everything we're hearing, is interested in exploring contemporary Tibetan identity. How do the shrine and his artwork work in tandem?
Well, you know, I think it's you've got to view it, you know?
Yeah.
You have to experience both of them, and it can be jarring. It can be jarring, but I think that's important. I think it's an important thing for the viewer to experience. And so I don't necessarily know that they work in tandem as much as just presenting a number of different sides of Tibet, traditional Tibetan Buddhism, alongside contemporary Tibetan life.
More of that juxtaposition. Mm. We've been speaking with Andrea McKenzie. She is the associate curator of works on paper for the Carlos Museum at Emory University, curating the exhibit Gongkhar Gyatso. That's on Emory University's campus. Gongkhar Gyatso's family album is on view through November 27th. Andy, thank you very much for joining us.
Of course. Thank you.